You're listening to the All American Actors Podcast, Episode 3. In today's episode, we're going to cover what to expect for the highly anticipated pilot season 2021. That's coming up next. Ready to go behind the scenes and learn what it really takes to build a sustainable career as a working actor in the U.S. film and TV industry? Join me, Catherine Beck, your All-American accent coach, as I give you the insight and inspiration to take action on your career. Learn my best tips and tricks to performing with an American accent, and hear from working actors and other industry professionals to give you a comprehensive overview of this biz we call showbiz. This is the All-American Actors Podcast. All right, so before we jump into today's episode, I just want to personally thank you for listening, for showing up and joining us on this brand new podcast, and letting you know that when you leave us a 5-star review for this podcast, you're going to get a chance to be featured as our listener of the week. We're going to spotlight you. We're going to give you a shout out right here on the show. So if you like this episode, go ahead and leave us a review. All right, now let's talk about pilot season, shall we? Now, I remember back in my day when I was living in LA during pilot season, it was hectic. Actors going all over the town, from one audition to the next, learning lines on the go wherever you could, traveling from the Valley down to Santa Monica, and then maybe back over to Hollywood. Pilot season can seem like having a full-time job, just with the auditioning, the preparation, and the travel involved. But let's be real, 2020 threw us a really big curveball, did it not? And now things are super digital, which means, yeah, you know, there's still opportunities here and there to go into the room for an audition, but really self-tape auditions are now the norm. And you're going to see that with the next pilot season, that that's going to continue on to be the preferred casting method. So with that being said, let us dive into what to expect for pilot season 2021. There is no question that the U.S. TV industry took a major hit during this pandemic, as only a handful of pilots made the big cut, and the rest fell victim to 2020. So I think it's pretty clear to assume that the 2021 pilot season is likely to be not only very different, but could have the potential to be very big. Why? Well, because we're going to be craving new content, new shows to watch. You know, we've been stagnant, kind of stuck in a rut. We need a fresh start. We need a reset for 2021. So for me, I'm thinking there's going to be a lot happening in 2021. I also think it's safe to say that with all the streaming happening now, networks and studios have been seeking to restructure this traditional pilot season cycle anyway. For example, ABC is now doing what is called a second cycle, which gives them the ability to develop shows outside the traditional pilot season window. And what that means is we're likely to see more shooting of pilots in other times of the year, and more straight-to-series orders as well. And while this has been kind of well-needed, you know, since the arrival of Netflix and Amazon Prime and all these other streaming options, COVID was like that extra nudge for all of us to see these changes really coming to fruition. So for the actor, what's going to be the biggest shift for us is the norm of these self-tape auditions and these Zoom callbacks, you know, working in front of a computer screen or in front of a video camera to shoot our scenes, not actually having somebody in the room with us as we do the actual audition. Now, personally, I actually love the self-tape audition because it gives you the capability to reshoot if you're not happy with your first take. And I mean, how often do you get to do that in an in-room audition? You can't just erase that audition you had with a casting director because you felt nervous or awkward or you dropped out of the accent. No, you just have to run with it and go, oh, well, that was a crappy audition. Well, I guess I'm just going to move on to the next one. But with the self-tape audition, the beauty of it is that you can reshoot. So if you didn't like that first take, well, you just reshoot another one. You've got that freedom to reshoot, to explore, and be creative in the comfort of your own home. And you know what else I really like about it is it's really great preparation for learning. Learning how to work within a frame. So like when you're on set, you know, working within the parameters that they give you to understand your angles, to understand your lighting, your sound, and editing. Because if you're doing your own self-tape auditions, you're going to have to be your own director, the cinematographer, the sound operator, and the editor. Now, that doesn't mean that this all needs to be complicated or to be overwhelming. The process actually is really quite simple. And if you do it well, if you do it right, if you can be seen and heard, the rest is just up to your performance. It's up to you. And if you're fortunate enough to get on a Zoom call with a casting director or a director, well, then you better make sure that you are prepared. Meaning your internet is high speed so that there's no interruptions. There's no dropouts. You're well lit so that they can see you. You can be heard, which means choosing a quiet environment. And if you can, maybe getting an exterior microphone for better sound quality. That can really help you out as well. Now, if you're on Zoom, make sure that you understand the basics of how it all works. So like how to unmute yourself, where the unmute button is, how to turn on your video, how to turn it off, making sure you know exactly where the location of that button is. Knowing these simple things is going to help relieve some of the tension, some of the nerves, so you can enjoy the conversation and not stress about the tech. So yes, pilot season 2021 is going to be one for the history books, where it's that time that the industry changed, and we can thank 2020 for that one. But what will never change is the audience's need for entertainment, a good distraction, a laugh, a cry, a scare, or an escape. And that's where you come into play. So enjoy the ride of this new era of digital auditioning and what our new pilot season looks like. And enjoy every single chance you get to audition, because it's always another opportunity to perform. Now, if you're new to auditioning with an American accent, or you've been auditioning for some time, but you still feel like you drop out of the accent, well, then I've got a great guide for you on how to master the all-American accent so you can audition with confidence. Inside my free guide, I'm going to walk you through my 7-step process that I teach my actors on how to perform with an American accent. All you need to do is head over to katherinebeck.com/accent to grab your copy. And if you ever have any questions for me you'd like to ask, go ahead and join me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @Katherine_Beck_. You can find me there, send me a DM, and let's chat. Or if you've got any questions or topics you'd like to hear me talk about in the podcast, make sure to send me a DM and let me know. And coming up next on the show, we're going to talk about how cramming for your U.S. audition the day before is not going to book you that U.S. role. Instead, I'm going to show you a better way to prepare for that audition to actually get you in the running to book that role. And make sure you share this show with all your actor friends, let them know what's coming up next week, and invite them to tune in with you and learn how to become an all-American actor so you can be the working actor you dream to be. Until then, what are you waiting for? Go practice your American accent, and I'll see you back here next time.